It's 8:26 a.m. California time. So it's like 11:30. This is like when I would normally wake up. Whew, yesterday, fucking bananas. This Louis C.K. Who knew? Well, there was rumors for a long time. I don't know what happened. He hasn't come out and said his thing yet, but it doesn't look good. And that Roy Moore. Here's the thing. The Louis C.K. Roy Moore, that piece of shit in Alabama, who's the allegations there are pretty are a lot more severe. And because there's pedophilia, and he's still standing. Louis C.K. had to cancel his movie premiere and his appearance on Colbert. He didn't have to; he decided to, or somebody decided for him. I don't know. But Roy Moore's still running, using it as campaign to raise money for his campaign, and that's a job that actually has an effect on people. Senator, where a comedian doesn't affect public policy directly. So I'm not saying that Louis shouldn't cancel his cancel anything, or he shouldn't. There shouldn't be repercussions. I'm saying there shouldn't be less repercussions for somebody running for Senate. What the fuck? And then I do the dumb thing. I go to see the Republicans, and when I say Republicans, these are like the fucking the dummies that are like, I hate liberals. I'm a Republican. They don't really know what the fuck they're talking about. I don't know, like, smart Republicans. They're not in my. No, that's not true. I know a couple, but they just won't comment on Facebook about stuff because they're smart. These guys, they just write about the Kevin Spacey and Louis C.K. They were liberal. Like, here's the thing: when this stuff came, I'm not saying that liberals aren't a part of the culture that covered up all this shit for Weinstein. That's Weinstein and Kevin Spacey, whoever, all the people that in show business and in the world, all the people in the world that do this shit. That gets covered up. It's a bipartisan effort. Absolutely. And I wouldn't even say it's not more a Republican fault than a Democrat or just a conservative liberal thing. It's the culture of fucking men that did this shit. But then I think now that it comes out. When it comes out, and then we're like, "Holy shit! I didn't know all this stuff was going on." I'm a little naive as a man, who isn't a creep, that there's so many creeps. Because this is the thing: when you're not a creep, it's not like the creeps come up to you and say, "Hey, you know what I just did? I just jerked off in that plant in front of." They don't tell you; they keep it to themselves. I don't know if they tell it to another. If they kind of see it in each other, and they're like. Yo, I saw you jerk off in a plant. Good move, dude. Guess what I did? I told that woman over there, you know, something gross. I forget even what it was. I just know I wanted it to be gross. But then it comes out, right? And then we're all like, fuck you. Fuck this guy. Fuck Harvey Weinstein, motherfucker. And then and then on the other side, it comes out about Trump. It comes out whoever that's a elected official, and they're like, ah, bitches, lying ass bitches. It's not a hard and fast rule, but it's going on right now. It's fucking annoying, and I would be just as pissed. I'm pissed at the people that covered up for whoever. For anybody. It's fucking... It's gross. shit's got to change. That's just how it is. You got to now, in order to be gross to someone, whoever it is, whoever you want to be gross to, they have to want you to be gross to them. There's people out there. There's people that want to be, they're into it. But that doesn't make it fun for the predator. That's what it's about, making people feel bad. It's really sad. That was a friend of mine, very funny comedian. She writes on The President Show, which is a fucking, that show is amazing. But Ray Sani, she wrote about how, like, you know, if Louis, I'm just going to say, if the allegations, I'm not that I don't believe it, but it's like, we don't know the extent of all this stuff. So if Louis just wanted to jerk off in front of somebody, he could have just hired, like, a prostitute, sex worker, and said, oh, act like you're, and tell them to act like they're upset even by it, or uncomfortable, and just jerk off in front of them. But he didn't do that, because it's about making them, you know, it's about them, making them feel bad. And that's really, that is pretty fucked up. Well, just further evidence that men are shit, and Mariah Carey too. I guess ladies can do it. Mariah Carey being accused of sexually harass, a woman can sexually harass for sure. I was saying yesterday, oh, it's Mariah Carey. What, you can't be? But I would imagine it's like a kind of a stuffy guy don't curse in front of me, and I don't know if he was like one of these guys and he felt violated. Who am I to say? Just because I wish that Mariah Carey exposed herself to me doesn't mean that's his wish. But it does sound less like a lesser crime, doesn't it? Maybe it's just not the same. Being but I don't know the circumstances of that. I didn't even read the whole story. So sorry to that guy. Sorry he went through that. All right, let's look at a couple news stories and get the fuck out. Oh, Pietro, thanks for your tweet. Thanks for your suggestion. The taco truck, I drove by it 5 times. And I couldn't, it was crowded. It was like late. It was maybe midnight. And couldn't find it. There was like a couple cars parked in this little side thing. Didn't really pull up into it. And I don't know how the fuck you get to that place. I ran a red light by accident trying to figure it out. Ended up at the old In-N-Out Burger, which is, you know, some people shit on it because it's so hyped up. It's fucking good, though. It's just good. It's not the best burger in the world. Who's to say? But it's a really good fast food burger. And lettuce wrap. They do a nice lettuce wrap. It's delicious. Oh, news. Let's see. Protesters offered $150,000 to preserve Yellowwood DNR sells to logging company for less. Okay. Protesters offer, this is, they offered $150,000 to preserve, and then it got sold to another company. I don't understand what this means. Because I'm not sure what fucking, these local papers with their pop-ups, I don't know what the fuck they're trying to do. I guess they have to make, there's no way to make money anymore. yeah, get out of here. With about, yeah, I don't know what this is. I shouldn't have read that headline. Sorry. I don't know why it's at the, it must be a big deal because it's the top of the news Reddit. Canadian scalpers' multi-million-dollar StubHub scheme exposed in Paradise Papers. These Paradise Papers are really calling out all these rich people's schemes, and something tells me nothing's gonna happen. Smallville actress Allison Mack recruits up to 25 women as slaves for a cult. That sounds like I would need to, I never saw Smallville, so I can't understand why somebody would follow somebody from that show into a cult, but I guess it was popular. And I'm trying to think of, like, what's my favorite show? Mr. Robot. Now, this is in the main character of Smallville is Superman. So this would say the this isn't Superman. This is a supporting character. So let's say Mr. Robot is Christian Slater, but Rami Malek's really the star of the show, right? So, but let's just pick if his the his sister Darlene, whoever the act the supposed to say actor or actress, it says here actress, but I feel like you're supposed to say actor. I think they went gender neutral and made the actor both. But say she was gonna start a cult. I love Mr. Robot, and I would like to hang out with somebody on the show, Mr. Robot. I got questions. It'd be cool to be like, hey, what's gonna, can you tell me? I actually know somebody on that show, but I think she's not on it anymore. She was part of the hacker group, the F Society group in the first two seasons, but I haven't seen her in this season. But if Darlene was starting a cult, I think I might be, I might tell myself, hey, why don't I just, I'm not dumb. I'm not going to fall into the cult. Yeah, that's not going to happen. But I love Mr. Robot. I'd like to meet somebody that's in meet this person in the show. She seems cool. I won't get sucked in the cult. I'll go hear them out. I'll ask a Mr. Robot question. I'll get a picture. I'll post it on Instagram, and everybody's like, hey, you met Mr. Robot sister. Or actually, be Mr. Robot daughter, because Christian Slater is Mr. Robot. If it was Christian Slater, yeah, it's definitely show. But then you go, and then they're like, you know, man, this cult's got a lot of good ideas. They're saying all the things that make sense. Well, I'll hang out. They're having some refreshments after. Some cookies, some cookies and baked goods and coffee after the. So I'll hang out a little bit long. Next thing you know, you're in the cult. So I guess I could see this happening, but I don't know. I don't know anything else about it. I am just reading headlines. Colorado girl suing U.S. Attorney General to legalize marijuana nationwide. That's the headline. It says Colorado girl. Is it a 12-year-old? Because I think you would say woman or lady. Or ma'am. Let's see. Sorry, I'm umming. I'm sure I do it constantly. There's a 12-year-old girl. This is the first college to sue the Attorney General over the nation's marijuana policy. Well, that kid should be front of the line when she graduates high school to go to whatever college she fucking wants to. Because that's an admirable thing to do. She's suing the old piece of shit. And not to be ageist, I'm not against old people. Old people are fucking chill. They're just, well, everybody's the same, right? But then, is there something about like that these people that want to, if they want to hold on to something, never want to hold on. You can be, the people do that of all ages. As soon as they get into adulthood, they want to hold on to whatever fucking time. That motherfucker and his anti-marijuana, he's a dummy. There's not a smart person that got appointed to a cabinet position. But, thank God. You see, a 12-year-old knows. And more importantly, I know. And everybody knows. Should be legal. Jesus Christ. All right. Well, thank you. What's her name? She's in sixth grade. Alexis Portell. Well, thanks you. Thank you, Alexis Portell. Hopefully you'll succeed. And I just like that Jeff Sessions is being sued by a child. You fucking dummy. All right, that's it. See you tomorrow. We love you.